With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Franklin wildfire in Malibu, California has grown to more than 2,800 acres and has forced up to 20,000 people to flee their homes. Actor Dick Van Dyke and his wife were among the evacuees on the western edge of Los Angeles. At Pepperdine University, some 3,000 students are sheltering in place on campus. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare, shouted on his way into a Pennsylvania courthouse yesterday. Correspondent Michael Sisak has more.
To police with forgery and with a gun charge. Mangione's arrest in Pennsylvania adds a wrinkle to the process going forward. He faces charges there. He also faces charges in New York for the murder of Brian Thompson. Now, police and prosecutors have filed for an arrest warrant, and they are seeking extradition from Pennsylvania to New York to prosecute Mangione for that killing.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump has made another flurry of job announcements. He has selected Andrew Ferguson as the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission, Kimberly Guilfoyle, his son's fiance, as the ambassador to Greece, and Tom Barrack as the ambassador to Turkey. The Marine veteran who was acquitted of criminally negligent homicide in a New York City subway choking death is defending his actions. Daniel Penny tells Fox News he couldn't have lived with himself if he hadn't acted to protect frightened riders from a volatile, mentally ill man who was making an outburst. Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza, where Hamas terrorists continue to hold Israeli and American hostages. There's been a renewed offensive in northern Gaza since early October. Dow futures this morning are down 68. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on an historic discovery in Syria.
The rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad have been going through his multiple palaces. Amongst the loot and fast cars and other treasures, they've unearthed a 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey conducted by GBAO Strategies confirms that President Trump made big inroads with Jewish voters this year. He won 26% of Jewish votes, up from 21% in 2020. While 48% of Jews thought he would be more pro-Israel than President Biden, only 7% said the same of Kamala Harris. For about a century, Jews have been a reliable piece of the Democratic base. This is SRN News. The final House panel report on the July assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life says the attack was preventable. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The panel's newly released report confirmed its previously publicized conclusions, detailing how the attack followed a convergence of failures before and during the Butler, Pennsylvania rally, where a gunman opened fire, killing a spectator and injuring Trump and two others. The report, drawn from 46 witness interviews, hearings, briefings from federal agencies, and a site visit, but there was not, quote, a singular moment or decision of failure. The House report also addressed the second would-be attack on Trump in September, when the former president was golfing at his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Two judges have put a halt to the proposed merger of supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons. The transaction would be the largest grocery store merger in U.S. history. The two companies say they're disappointed and are reviewing their options. More details at SRNnews.com.